differences can lead to fear and persecution. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joel Christensen, professor of classical studies and senior associate dean for faculty affairs at Brandeis University, examines women's stories from ancient Greece to the recent past.
Witchcraft has a long history of scapegoating women. Fear about women's power was central to ancient Greek misogyny and myth, focusing on gendered abilities. As early as the creation narrative in Hesiod's Theogony, a poem hailing from between the 8th and 5th centuries BC, male gods like Cronus and Zeus were depicted with physical strength, while female figures were endowed with intelligence. This gender difference combined with views of bodies and aging. While women were seen to move through biological stages of life, childhood, adolescence via menstruation, childbearing in old age, men's aging was connected to women, particularly in getting married and having children. Suspicion about women centered on this perceived influence on life and death, but also included fear about difference. Mythical witches were from distant lands. Medea, famous for killing her children when her husband Jason proposed marrying someone else, was from the East. A foreigner, she did not adhere to the expectations for a woman's behavior in Greece. Her powers initially increased male virility in life. Medea learned magic from her aunt Circe, who appears in Homer's Odyssey. Circe lived alone, luring men with seductive food and drink to turn them into animals. Once her magic failed when faced with Odysseus's antidote, Circe believed that she had no choice but to submit to him. These mythical examples overshadow the many lost traditions of women's healing and song cultures. While ancient women were likely subject to suspicion and slander for witchcraft, there's no evidence that they faced the kind of widespread persecution of witches that swept Europe and the Americas a few centuries ago. The latter 20th century, however, saw renewed interest in witchcraft, often in concert with movements empowering women. If fear about women's power led to paranoia, exploring and embracing witchcraft has become part of reclaiming women's histories.
That was Joel Christensen of Brandeis University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.